I'd like to first of all congratulate Ryan Murphy. 3 gold medals. It's awesome, awesome accomplishment. Local guy, and I know Big Jake's fan. So congrats to him and the team members. So, but the good practice, right? I really liked about it was I thought our practice intensity was really good yesterday in no pads, and I saw it carry over right from the start today. It was a full padded practice, good situations that we worked on, and really the intensity stayed throughout. So very pleased with our effort. They have a player's day off tomorrow. We mentioned this before, out of 4 days, they're going to have 2 days off, really trying to manage our players and, you know, get some good work done at the same time.
Did camp break today?
No, we're still in training camp mode, but they're out of the hotels today.
That's what I meant. Okay, so for this 3 weeks, did you feel like you got a lot done?
Yes, I did. A lot of emphasis on situations, particularly third down and red zone, and some 2-minute as well. So I thought those three areas, we really, you know, whether it was a walkthrough incorporated into practice, more emphasis on those areas, and I thought it was good work for us.
By the time you get back on Tuesday, it'll be 6 straight days off for Ramsey. Why do you think he needed it, and why will it be?
Well, we're trying to, you know, in talking to him today, he said he feels better than he ever has. So we're just trying to get his pre-practice warm-up down. How many days to go? What, you know, how does he feel after certain days off? How many, you know, a couple days in practice, how do he feel? So I think we're getting a pretty good idea. And once we get into the season, the way the schedule's laid out, I really see it to where, you know, he goes 2 days and then the Friday is a lighter day. It'll really fit in, and we're kind of training him to get ready for that type of a schedule. So he's really adjusted well. I think he feels really good right now.
Has he been giving you that feedback? Or
yeah. Yeah, and I know our trainers too, but I know my conversation, particularly today with them, that's what he...
Do you expect a house back against the Bucks?
Yes.
Beatty in on Friday. What did you think of his workout, if you were able to watch it?
Well, no, he did a nice job. I think for us, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of speculation with what's going on. But we have 2 offensive linemen out. And, you know, we're always going to compete, always bring guys in, and just keep our options open. And, you know, if something comes up later on, you know, in training camp or after preseason, we just want to make sure we have all of our options open. So it's more of a workout.
Speculative question, then. Does this mean you're concerned about Beecham?
No, Beecham had another good day today. He went through 2 days of individual. I know just my quick conversations, they thought he did well again. I can tell with his spirit and where he's at, he feels the progress being made. So now, hopefully it's rapid.
How tough is it to game plan for that entire week against Tampa when you have those offensive line injuries and your rotation, you're still trying to figure out left guard and left tackle?
Game plan for Tampa?
Yeah.
I don't know how much we will game plan for them. We'll take another approach that, you know, we want to effort and being physical and carry that over from the first preseason, and that will be the message again. And I think it's great work that we have with them, but we usually use the third preseason game as kind of a mock game schedule and, you know, give them more reports and how we're going to do things. So this will be a more of an emphasis on, you know, the physical, the effort, and, you know, being more disciplined.
Are you leaning towards not having Beecham go in the practices against the Bucks?
I don't know that. I can't say that. I'll talk to him more today and see. You know, I know we have a progression set up to where we incorporate him a little bit more in practice now. So we'll see after the player's day off how he comes and how he feels.
Follow up on Beatty. You don't think a signing is in the near future on him, from what
no.
Dave said?
No, it was more of a workout. Brought him in to work him out and see where he's at.
How do you, Telvin had a nice play in the run game the other night. How has he responded to what you guys have been preaching to him about being responsible with his gaps?
Yeah, I think the consistency is showing up. I think that, you know, play after play, that was one of the challenges we talked to him after the season. And you're seeing a lot better consistent play from him in training camp. And it's not only in the pass game, but the run game too. Now he's just got to carry it over to the games.
You mentioned after the game the other night that you did gap and man and zone blocking.
Yes.
How much doing both can keep teams off balance?
It's difficult. Every team has a different philosophy. Some teams will just be a zone team. They'll have no gap schemes, and they'll really work it to get good at it. Other teams are more gap schemes. When you do both, the challenge is to be good at both of them. And, you know, we feel like with our personnel and the guys that we have in those positions and the intelligence that we have that we can do both. And if you can, it's more of a challenge. It's more of a challenge defensively. You have to spend more time on the gap schemes that it forces you to prepare for more things.
Is Chris Ivory better with one or the other running behind?
What I can tell you now in practice and what we've seen, he's pretty good with outside zone and inside zone. You know, as many gap schemes, you know, I think we'll wait and see as that preseason goes. I really like TJ. TJ showed me a lot. I think he's a good zone runner, but he had a really good gap scheme run in the game. And I thought he showed great patience and hit it with the right tempo this year compared to last year. It's better.
How did Brandon Allen play in that half?
Pretty good. I mean, to come in and I thought there was some pressure on him, but he had good poise, made some really good throws. If he did get a sack or got disrupted, he came back and recovered quickly. And I was really impressed with his poise, and he gave us a chance at the very end, you know, with a shot. So he's been impressive now in training camp. Really smart, works well with Blake and Chad, and you know, he's picking up real quick. I think a lot goes to, you know, his time at Arkansas. Yeah. You know, I think that's helped him.
He was able to evade pressure relatively easy. Has his athletic ability kind of surprised you a little bit, even though you had him at the Senior Bowl?
Well, I think he's got good instincts. You know, he has the ability to feel pressure and have the instincts to feel it and the poise to step up and still make plays. And I think those traits are tough to coach. And, you know, he just seems to have them.
With the roster being where it is, at what point do you and your staff start to say, okay, we need to see A, B, and C as we start to move forward here?
Yeah, we're doing it right now. We're starting to do it now more and more. You know, today we had one-on-one matchups, so there's things we're putting together just to see guys. And, you know, we'll try to do anything we can to evaluate these guys, whether it's in team drills, individual drills, and then those matchups give us a real good look at it.
Malik had one play where he just bull rushed a guard. Are you surprised with his power? Did he show that on tape?
No, I think that was one of the things that we saw on tape was his quickness and his power. And I think early in training camp, you know, we kept challenging with his get off because that's what makes him special. And I think that the last, you know, week and a half or so, his get off has been much improved, and it was good to see it happen on the game.
Nate Colvin works this week, and is it important for him to keep working because he won't be here the first month?
Yeah, we feel like it is. We feel like in preseason it's important. You know, we also know we got to get guys ready, but he's a very talented player and keep him sharp. And, you know, because you're right, he's going to go 4 weeks, so we want to make sure that he gets, you know, reps at certain situations. It might not be so much with the ones, but just on the field reps. You know, we just evaluate him day by day and see where he's at.
Does Norman's consistency change how you guys do punt coverage this year as you've done previous years?
Well, I think that, you know, those situations where, you know, we went in the game against the Jets and said if there was a 4th and 1 on the other side of 50, we would punt the ball. We want to see him place it inside the 20 and just see how his accuracy. And I was impressed by him. So I think as far as a directional punter, the team trusts where we're trying to go, he'll get it there. So I think the team is feeling that more and more with him.